At Ross, you'll find everything your kids need when they go back to school. From fashion to school supplies to dorm room decor, Ross has it all. Because it isn't just the first day of school for them, it's a new year, a new look, and endless possibilities. When they walk back through those school doors, they're a different kid than the one who walked out months ago, ready for anything. Back to school starts at Ross. Find your nearest Ross at rossstores.com.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Random questions for everybody. Want me to do one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Think you should.
Who wants to pick a number?
I will
pick between
it for
120
you.
And 150.
Oh, 120 and 150. You'll be doing 121.
Good one.
Thanks, man.
What's a thought that I've had that I should never say out loud?
Oh, you mean anal?
I'd say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I watched The Avengers, those final two movies, I actually thought what Thanos wanted to do was smart in a lot of ways. A lot of the world's problems are caused by overpopulation. I don't think it's right.
Ooh.
But basically, I'm saying Thanos had some good ideas.
That's something.
That was the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comics, you're next. Same numbers.
Same numbers. Mm-hmm. Let's do 122.
What night of your life would you least want to have been recorded and then you have to watch it with your mother?
Oh, my God. Gosh, what night of my life would I not want to have recorded and then watch with my mother? Well, there's a lot. I mean, it could be sexual. It could be an angry moment. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Could be an angry sexual moment.
Wouldn't want to watch with my mom. Well, I mean, pick any night where I'm having sex, I guess. I would rather not have that recorded and watch it with my mom.
Aren't there any that stand out? Like, you know. Would you rather
watch like a really bad mishap?
Okay,
or something?
Let's say you had to choose from two distinct nights. Would you rather watch a night where you feel like your sexual prowess was on point?
Oh yes.
Or a night where you failed?
Oh no, no. Where I
you
was
want
a
your
dynamo.
Mom. So Hot Wings is saying he wants his mom to see him plow good.
Yeah, of course. Because like, yeah. If she's gonna be embarrassed, I at least want her to also be a little proud, right? Like, I don't want her to be embarrassed and then embarrassed again because not only is she seeing it, but I'm bad at it.
Like, so you want Barbara to look at Barry and go, he really got after
yeah,
that clam.
Like, it was really embarrassing to see, but he is good. Like, yeah, of course.
You raised him right.
Yeah, no, I'm
Did
I'm
you have the birds and bees
I
talk
agree.
With him? They're both like, no, and they're like, wow, we got to learn where he learned.
I mean, honestly, like, you know, imagine if you're a parent and along the same lines, like if your kid goes into porn. Do you want them to become a successful porn star or a miserable, crappy porn star?
Mm. I guess successful.
Right. At least one that makes millions, right? That's good at it.
You think your mom would look at your dad and say, why don't you glue your face there for once?
Yeah, probably. It'd be almost certainly what she would say.
Hot Wings is pitching a shutout as a goalie. He's turning all these away without even flinching. I'm just throwing slap shot after slap shot at you. Right there in the slot. Can't get one past the five hole.
That's what
your dad said.
That's what he said.
Kelly, you're next.
Okay, what's the range?
128 to 152.
Let's do 130.
What's the most unethical thing you've seen happen at work?
Can I take a different question, please?
You sure can.
Thank you. I don't want to be threatened to be sued.
You're right. Give me a different number, please.
135.
If you could commit a crime that had no consequences, what would you do?
Oh, man.
This is the dark page, by the way, the first round.
I know what I would do.
I mean, obviously, the obvious answer is rob a bank.
Yes.
Obvious,
yes, that's
right?
The answer.
That is the answer.
Right?
Something bigger than a bank, though. Because, you know,
yeah,
I would
no,
want,
no. It'd
if
be
you're going
like
to rob
the Federal Reserve
with no consequences, I want, like, the thing they designed in, what was it, Office Space, where they got, like, a half penny off every deal so that it just built up and it was billions.
Yeah.
But also, but also.
Ooh, more.
Okay. All right. Okay.
If so. I could rob a bank by murdering billionaires and be a serial killer and get their money at the same time, I think I'd be a billionaire serial killer. And I would take all their money and then just anonymously donate so much.
You're the Robin Hood murderer?
Yeah.
I guess that's
stealing from the rich while murdering
while
them.
Killing them.
We learned on segment 17 last week that there's like 140 billionaires in the state of California alone. Jeez. Isn't that nuts?
It is.
And I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not saying that, but man, I wouldn't mind taking a few of the bad ones out if I knew I could, you know, also get their money and never get caught.
That makes sense.
I wouldn't ever do this, by the way, but hypothetically,
right. Goes without
sounds
saying.
Like a good time.
Steve, give us one between 169 and 200.
Yeah, 169.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that was the one Kelly just had.
Oh, 170.
Have you ever blackmailed someone? If so, who and why?
No.
Have you ever had anything you think you could have blackmailed someone with?
Yes.
You still have it? Can I have it?
I may.
Now this is a show for just the two of us.
yeah. the internet is written in ink.
Yeah, it is.
Is what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maitland.
Accounts don't necessarily close.
They do not. Maitland, choose a number.
What is the range again? I'm sorry.
172 to 200.
184.
Have you ever smelled your own dirty underwear to see if you could put them back on again without it being a big deal?
Yeah.
Has everyone done that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that. Do you not have more underwear?
You forget to pack some, and you just need it for like the ride home or something. And so, I'll turn these inside out.
If you forget to pack, what are you going to do if they smell? Free ball?
Yeah.
Just so to speak?
Yeah.
Go commando, wear different pants so that nobody sees my camel toe. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
You've thought this through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Oh, just make sure you don't wear those camel toe pants that we talked about last
week.
Oh,
gosh,
those camel toe sweats from Champion at Target? Yeah, you don't want those.
They're very camel toed. Yeah. Tommy, choose a number.
184.
That's the one Maitland just picked. Do another one, please.
Genuine? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, 192.
Have you ever DM'd a celebrity and waited on their answer and who?
I used to
use... Oh, it's got
to
be like Larry Cucumber, right?
No, I used to use Doja Cat's DMs as just me sending notes to myself.
Wait,
hold on,
what?
Let me see. I used to just...
Hold on.
What?
I used to
so
just,
like where people... That was like the way you journaled?
Yeah.
But you would do it
send
by
it
way of
Doja
her
Cat?
DM?
Yeah, I would just DM Doja Cat for no reason.
I knew you'd have a good answer.
Oh, let me see if I still have the messages.
Well, yeah, that's brilliant. It's like, hey, don't forget to pick up soap on the way home today.
Brilliant is the word I'd use for that.
No, I don't have it down. There's nothing good to share. But I used to send DMs to her for no reason.
Did you have the notes app?
Nah, that's too easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is better.
I love it.
It's the same. It's the idea of like, you know, what if she does just someday open that up and be like, what is wrong with this guy? My first message to her was,
What is wrong with you, Tommy? God, you grew up watching VeggieTales. And now you got a mouth like that.
Your dad portrayed Jesus in an audiobook.
Shouldn't have read that word for word.
Do you realize?
Well, oh, really?
Really?
Do you realize that a little bit of Jesus' blood just came out of your dad's microphone?
Shouldn't have read that word for word. Thank you. That's our top top performer.
My fault. But
yeah, it is. It's definitely your fault.
It's
Doja's fault.
No. Yeah, it's Doja's fault.
Well, I feel bad for. I didn't think I'd feel bad for Doja Cat today.
Yeah.
But I do now.
You should get a restraining order.
Some creep's telling her about his poo-poo.
Yeah.
She's like, this watermarked blippy is ruining my life. Well, that was fun. Really ended with a charge there, didn't it?
Yeah,
it sure did, yeah.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.